We're just days from the onslaught of the Christmas season and a staple of that time of year, the Nutcracker Ballet. One of the most famous scenes is when Clara and the Prince travel to the land of the sweets. That's where they meet the Sugar Plum Fairy and the other dancers who represent goodies like chocolate from Spain, candy canes from Russia, and tea from China. One of those scenes is now being updated by ballet companies around the globe. Mikko Niissanen is the artistic director of the Boston Ballet. Mikko, what scene is being changed and why?
It's the Chinese dance, or tea, because the ballet was originally created in 1890, and this was in a Clara's dream, how she imagined it, because one of the girls in a party scene got a Chinese doll, and it stuck in her mind, and now she's dreaming about it. So you can imagine how 1890s, a little girl imagining what is a China or Chinese people. And it is a very different story today when the world is so global. So in general, we feel like the characterization has, you know, it's been a caricature.
In what way was it a caricature?
There's a row of young girls, and they wear the sort of rice paddy hats, and the tilt of the head is a little bit too much. And we try to remove sort of the sticking fingers out and the facial expressions toned down versus sort of your classic rickshaw imitation from 1920s.
I'm wondering if the ballet always allowed for different interpretations to be made. I mean, I guess what I'm asking is, did the Chinese tea scene vary in appearance in Minnesota versus, say, San Francisco?
Well, now we're talking when the ballet came to the United States. The ballet was created like way, way before that. And yes, it's every choreographer does their own interpretation of it, but usually it's based on either the original Petit Pas or early Balanchine version. And, you know, those were very different times.
What about in your home country of Finland? You must have grown up with the Nutcracker. Traditionally, how was the tea scene performed there?
You know what? We didn't have the Nutcracker in the repertoire at all when I was a student, nor professional in Finland. So
really?
That's right.
Wow, why not?
You know, there it's a classical ballet that comes in a repertoire like Giselle or Swan Lake every X number of years. And in America, it has become this Christmas staple.
What other ballet companies are modifying the tea scene?
I understand New York City Ballet has done something about it, Ballet West. But in general, it has been a topic for several years. And I think I'm glad that people are sort of being more and more considerate. So I think there's been quite a few revisions.
Are there ballet companies around the world that have also changed the Chinese tea scene?
To my understanding, this is starting in North America. I'm not aware of any companies in Russia nor in Europe that has done anything to it yet. But just wait, I bet it's coming.
How does the Nutcracker play in Asia? Any sensitivities, or is it simply as a celebrated ballet?
It's a very celebrated ballet, and there hasn't been any pushback. So it's interesting. But maybe in China and Korea, maybe there's not that much room for pushback in a society, period.
Have any other scenes in the Nutcracker needed modification? I mean, I think of the dancer representing coffee from Arabia, and there's often lots of stereotypes about Arabs. So I'm just wondering, are there any other scenes that if you look at them twice, you think, wait, not quite working?
Well, you know, it's interesting that you say that, because I'm taking one clap out of the Arabian dance to be, politically PC. The whole joke in my Arabian dance is that here comes this gentleman who seemingly seems to be totally in control of the woman, but at the end, the whole real story is that he's totally wrapped around her little finger. But there's one clap that can be seen like his orders. He allows her to enter, so we've changed that a little bit. Otherwise, it's just a delicious dance.
Mikko Niissanen is the artistic director of the Boston Ballet. Its seasonal performance of the Nutcracker begins on November 29th. Thanks, Mikko.
Thank you so much.